91.1 WZBT Gettysburg FM. This is WZBT News, and I'm Anna Marie Hulis. York Habitat for Humanity is giving a Hanover family a new start with a custom-built home. According to the Evening Sun, over the weekend of April 24th, Abby Sheely and her daughter Michaela, who is living with cerebral palsy, get to watch as Habitat volunteers raise the exterior walls and roof of their new home. The single-story handicap-accessible house will have three bedrooms, one bath, and a single-car garage when construction is complete in November. The home was designed to improve Michaela's quality of life by allowing her to use her wheelchair inside and independently access all areas of the house. The public is invited to participate in the ongoing construction. After several decades of conducting business in a rented building, Abbott's town council might relocate to a borough office, according to the Evening Sun. On April 17th, council members approved extending their lease option in the basement of a building until February 2015. For the last several years, the borough has paid $657 a month to rent the space, which is under a vacant store. The borough has been renting the same office space since at least the early 1980s. Members say they are considering several options, including staying in the same building, renting another space somewhere else in the borough, or building a new office space on the large tract land Abbottstown owns on High Street. In other news, two Conowago Township supervisors debated the right to bear arms in a township building at a meeting Monday. Conowago Township Board Chairman Robert Legore says the gun issue was the most heavily contested issue at the recent Pennsylvania State Association of Township Supervisors conference. Many of those in attendance Monday wanted the group to support a resolution which would ban all guns, except for those carried by the police, from township properties. The resolution being discussed would allow each township to make the decision for themselves if firearms would be prohibited or not from their municipal property. In March, Midway Tavern in Conowago Township became the first bar in Adams County with a gaming license. A month later, the Franklin House Tavern in Hanover followed, becoming the first in York County with a license. On April 15th, the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board voted to approve the request for the Franklin House, and by the next day, the tavern had a pull tab machine and raffle jar available for customer use. The first daily drawing will be held on May 1st. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more on campus news. WZBT News 91.1.
WZBT is underwritten in part by the Gary Owen Irish Pub. Offering a wide selection of food, spirits, and live music, the Gary Owen Irish Pub is located at 126 Chambersburg Street in downtown Gettysburg, two blocks from the Lincoln Square. For a full menu, information on hosting private events, and their live concert calendar, visit the website at GaryOwenIrishPub.net or at the Gary Owen Irish Pub page on Facebook.
We're back to WZBT News. More on campus. Gettysburg College students are allegedly involved in a drug ring. Two alumni from the Haverford School in Pennsylvania are currently facing charges for widespread drug and distribution. 25-year-old Neil Scott and 18-year-old Timothy Brooks, along with several other unnamed individuals, capitalized on mainline area high schools by selling marijuana, hash oil, cocaine, and ecstasy. Eight arrests have been made, including Scott and Brooks. An arrest warrant is out for another individual, and there are petitions for two juveniles involved. No information has been released about the identities of the Gettysburg College students allegedly involved, but the college is undergoing an investigation. In happier news, Musselman Library is honoring Earth Day with green pads, small notepads available for free at the reference desk. During the first 2.5 weeks of April, the library went through 24 boxes of paper for the public printers. That is equal to approximately 14.4 trees. Musselman Library employees collected the sheets that have only been printed on one side and turned them into green pads. Springfest has officially commenced today. The entire Gettysburg College community has come together to celebrate the end of another academic year. This weekend will be filled with servo food, a concert by Sage the Gemini on the quad at 3 p.m. on Saturday, and DJ Beauty and the Beats will open at 12 p.m. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have more on upcoming events on Gettysburg College campus.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 88 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 1,000% increase in the last 40 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
On Saturday, April 26th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., the college and campus community and wider community will all be honoring the life and legacy of Emily Silverstein from the class of 2011 for a day of service. The GLC Leadership Certificate Showcase will be held on Wednesday, April 30th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. in the Science Center 2 lobby. This showcase is the culminating event of the leadership certificate process. Participants will create a unique 5 to 10 minute presentation that creatively synthesizes their experience in the leadership certificate. They will incorporate co-curricular experiences, reflections, assessments, and visual aids to demonstrate their growth over the past academic year. Following final project presentations, there will be a formal presentation. There will be formal presentations of the actual certificate. And again, the event will be held at 4 o'clock in the Science Center and is open to the campus and wider community. On Wednesday at 8 to 9 p.m., the Upscale Spring Concert will be held in the College Union Ballroom. You've been listening to WZBT News. I'm Anna Marie Hulis.